The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. Regarding emails, my email address is askmike@luinc.com. Please reach out. I'm here to help. Well, to say I'm excited to bring you this show today would be an understatement. I've got a guest that, quite honestly, when I met this young man several years ago, I knew he would be a force in the real estate industry. What he's accomplished and engaged in right now is nothing short of amazing. But what's unique about this person is he is the youngest active real estate investor I know. I know everyone listening today is going to take something back with them on this show. Everyone can learn something here, so I'm excited to bring it to you. Odin, welcome to the show. It's a great day to be a real estate investor. You're engaged, active, successful, and at this young age, quite accomplished. Great job, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, Mike, I'm super excited. You know, I'm 18 years old. I just turned the end of August, and I've been looking forward to this day for my whole life.
All right. Well, on paper, officially, you've reached adulthood. Odin, would you consider yourself a casual real estate investor or an active real estate investor?
Oh, I'm very active. So I was actually homeschooled since I was 15 years old. I had realized there was a time whenever I was going, I finished 10th grade, going to 11th, and I talked to my parents. I said, guys, you know, they're not teaching me about the important things that I need to know to take over my parents' business, to do the things that I need to do in life in school. So I asked my parents if I could be homeschooled instead. And I learned about all the Texas laws, and instead of waiting 2 years, I graduated in 6 months. All the real estate. So I've been doing this every single day. I live, breathe, eat, and sleep real estate since I was 15 years old with my dad.
Wow. So that's quite mature for a 15-year-old to make a decision about that. I mean, that's a big decision. How'd your parents respond? I mean, was there any initial concern, or did they say, hey, you're going to finish out your required classes and then we'll do this? What did that look like?
Absolutely not. See, my parents have raised me. You know, they were not entitled. They've raised me to be intelligent from a young age. We come from a very good Christian household, very Texas household too. And that's the thing is, because they could trust in me and I knew that this was the right way to go, it would only propel my success in real estate. By me staying in school, that would have only hindered me. And I would have felt like I wasted the last 2 years instead of gained from it.
Well, I'll agree with you that I think the important stuff in life really isn't taught in school, unfortunately. Not to say it was in the past too, but I think it was more in the past, but just financial common sense, balancing checkbooks, understanding the power of interest, right? You're either a slave to interest or the master of interest, stuff like that. They just don't teach it up. So when you went to work with your father, right? You're like, jump in, we're going to the properties. What do you first remember about that?
So it all started back whenever I was 12 years old. And I finally told my dad, I said, look, I'm ready. I want to make my own money. I'm ready to work. And I really want to get into this. And my dad said, great. I'm glad that you're not entitled. You're ready to work. And the very first thing he said is, look, because you're 12 years old, I will put up 100% of the money. All right. And you will do 100% of the work, but I will only get 10% of the profits. So me and my dad, we were looking around for a house and searching and searching. And we finally stumbled upon this one deal. And there was a discrepancy that I had saw that my dad didn't. See, on that deal, it was listed as a house. But when I looked at the photos, there were 2 meters. We had looked it up on BCAT on the appraisal district. It came back as a duplex. And the deal that didn't work with the numbers before my dad was now proud to say it was because of the thing that I found. So being 12 years old and that feeling, I was so proud. And that was the excitement of real estate for me. And it was from that moment I knew I was hooked, that I wanted to do it.
So it was listed and being sold as a one unit. And because it had the 2 meters, you were able to rehab it into a 2 unit, essentially doubling the value. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And because we got 2 rents, not one. So remember how I said I was only able to have 10% of the profits? So from the perspective of a child, I was expecting just $200 of cash flow. See, we have this model in Lifestyles where it's $200 cash flow minimum. And I knew as a kid, if I were to get $20 a month, or $5 a week, that would mean the world to me because my parents don't believe in allowances. And I was willing to work for that as a 12-year-old child.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the value of money, just learning that at a young age. And your dad got out of paying $100,000 for a college education. So that good for him on that side. How'd you find that property?
You asked how we found that property?
Yeah.
So we actually have MLS and we looked through. And we can see all of the numbers, the ARVs, everything that we need there. And it was awesome because at a young age, I was able to evaluate properties the right way. See, here's the best part about the 10% of profit. It wasn't that I made $20 as a 12-year-old. That duplex actually cash flowed $1,000 a month or $12,000 a year. So originally, my dad thought I was just going to have the little $20. Instead, as a kid, I was making $100 a month, and that was so awesome.
Wow. Okay. How long did it take you to turn that property? It sounds like it was a deep dive, obviously. You had to take what was marketed as one door. I'm sure real estate agents and everyone else walking through, they're like, yeah, this is a single unit, but you had to turn it into a 2-unit. What did that involve?
Surprisingly, it actually took us just about 1 month.
So you found a home that was marketed as a single family property and actually were able to transform it into a duplex. So you've got it rehabbed. Now we've got to put a resident in there, right? Someone with a lease that's paying the rent. How'd you go about that process?
Exactly. I went right back to my dad's 2-day seminar. See, that's wherever I've learned everything. I've heard these things a million times in my life. There's all these people that have their fancy ways, and I realized, let me just go back to the nits and grits of it. We used a TAA lease, a sign in the front yard. I went to everything in a mile vicinity. I put up my number with photos of the inside of the units, and I had a million phone calls. People wanted to talk to me every day. 2 emails, one for the applications. It was super easy. That thing was filled up at above market rents. I think it was for $1,300 on one unit. And I think $1,100 on the other.
Okay, so you get the phone call from a prospective resident and saying, hey, I'm interested in potentially leasing this unit. What's your steps through that to going through the process and maybe eventually closing a resident or finding the right resident?
So here's what we have. We have a rental criteria, and I send this to everyone. Also, our leasing agents, we just give them a copy and paste, and they do it too. So everyone that calls, it's almost like we're filtering them through for the good people.
Do you just do, a Microsoft Word document and say, here's our requirements to lease this property? Or what's that document look like that you send back to them?
Oh, it's very simple. So, for example, I would say no felonies, no distribution, anything like that. We need to have a 3-time income requirement of the rent. So if rent's $1,000, you must make $3,000 gross monthly. Very simple things. Mostly, we're targeting workforce housing. Remember, here at Lifestyles, our motto is not to do super high-end homes or super low. We want to get those workforce middle-class people.
Okay, so and online, they can fill out the lease, and then you can check the requirements at that time?
Yes, absolutely. Because everything's online now, it is so much easier. We use NTN. It is the National Tenant Network to make sure we do the criminal background checks. We schedule we have the criteria for everyone, and we follow fair housing. We treat everyone the same.
How do you collect rent and then ensure that it was indeed paid?
Yeah, how do I collect rent? We do Venmo, ACH, all these payments. Online has made life so much easier.
So at the beginning of each month, you're checking to see that the money hits your account. Is that part of your process?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, you took something right there that a lot of people from the outside, they see real estate investing as extremely complicated. And you just shared in a few minutes there just how simple it really can be if you've got the right processes in place. Okay, so you've got this property leased up. What's the next project after this one?
So I had started wanting to move on to apartments. And see, in the last year when I was actually 17, my dad, he had a plan. He said, look, Dad, I want to make $1 million a year. And he said, Odin, you know what? It's real simple. All right, first of all, that's a big goal for a 17-year-old kid.
And your dad looks at you with a straight face and says, son, it's very simple. Okay.
Yeah, right? Not the most common answer you hear from parent and son relationships.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say that he said, instead of getting a big 200-unit, 300-unit apartment that seems so infeasible to manage, let's do something small. You know, 8, 10, 12 units. You buy two small apartments, you fix them up, and each of those make $500,000. You can cash flow the rent, and that's how you'll get your $1 million in a year. Now, we had actually planned just to make this a small 3-minute Facebook video, maybe just a little class. And instead, Lifestyles liked the idea of my story so much of what had gone on through the last year. And we document everything on my dad's Facebook, David Fisher Lifestyles. You can look him up. We document everything. And they said, you know what? Why don't we have you make a class to teach to a couple hundred people instead? And that's what I did as an 18-year-old in the last couple months. And I'm so excited about that. I'm still appalled of what's happened.
Were you able to pull off the accomplishment to make $1 million in 1 year?
Oh, we did actually more. See, just one apartment made $1 million. And the other one I'm still working on right now. And because I believe, you know, I want to stick through to my word and see my project to the finish. I already did all the work for my dad on the other apartment just to make 10%. And I'm still so grateful for that because I realized by him making $1 million, as an 18-year-old kid, I now have $100,000 to my name for my very first apartment deal. See, at Lifestyles Unlimited, my goal since I was 3 years old has been to become what they call a lead investor. For people that are just listening, this is I'm an apartment syndicator, and that I cannot wait to retire my investors. That is my biggest goal.
Okay, so you've made $100,000. You're 18. Did you go buy a Ferrari?
No. I drive an 03 Chevy and an 04. Why? Because I believe would live 40% of my means. All right, I don't need to show off yet. I'm still young. I'm not rich. My dad is.
Odin, you're mature. Way past your days, son. You're doing, your viewpoint on how this all works. I know 40-year-olds that don't have this same viewpoint. But yeah, wealth isn't money in the bank. Wealth is, it's a financial condition of money coming in each and every month, and the fact that you've learned that at this young age is great, and I wish more people understood that. So tell me about your fear factors going into this. There's got to be something there.
Oh, absolutely. Fears, you know, disappointment. I have all these people looking at me, and I was wondering, you know, am I going to live up to it? And I realized that my dad has been teaching me great concepts ever since I was a young child. See, the thing about the money is it was to buy back my time. And as a little kid, right, I'm not working 40 hours a week, but the way I could buy back my time was through my chores. See, I hated doing chores as a 12-year-old. So what did I do instead? With the money that I had gotten from those rent houses, I had paid my other siblings to do my chores for me, and instead I could play video games. And that was my way of buying back my time. And my mom hated that because she believed, oh, he needs to work, he needs to do that. But instead, I realized my dad was teaching me that concept of passive income.
So everybody's got a price, right, Odin? That's another lesson. That's another life lesson. So good for you. But we'll be back after a short break with Odin Fisher.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's Radio to 88007. Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. Tired of living the life of quiet desperation? Want to retire but can't save fast enough? Let Del Walmsley and the team at Lifestyles Unlimited show you how.
I'm here to tell you, you got to take action now. You got 1 year, and at the end of 1 year, it's going to be just as crazy as it was.
Change your roadmap. Change your life.
So unlike when you go to retire and you think you have a pile of money and you're going to live off that pile of money and your goal becomes die before you run out of money, right?
Use real estate to create passive income.
Our goal here is just go out there and create the income stream. We don't care how big the pile is. That's irrelevant to us. Create the income stream we can live on, and then every year continue to build that wealth.
Build wealth.
You should be able to increase your income every year for the rest of your life. I have since I was 34 years old.
Get educated now at Lifestyle Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings off the regular price. Text radio to 88007. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to see our strategies, what we do, and how we do it as real estate investors, we do offer a free workshop online that you can attend. It's not a bunch of videos. It is a live workshop, and you can engage and ask questions. I invite you to this workshop, and you can find that online at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Check it out. Come see how we make money 5 ways on a single-family property, 6 ways on a multifamily property. My guest today is Odin Fisher, second-generation real estate investor. Odin began basically at 12 years old. He grew up in the business. Buddy wasn't your typical kid. He said, "Dad, I want to do what you do, and I want to go make money for myself." So he was driven at a very young age, took the bull by the horns, and we're knee-deep in it right now. So, Odin, again, I appreciate your time. Odin's a single-family investor and an independent rental owner. It means he purchases and owns his own small apartment communities. So, Odin, back to the class that you taught at our Lifestyles Unlimited Expo that we do annually each and every year. What was the message that you wanted to get across to those that were attending that class?
I wanted to motivate other kids that were, you know, anyone under 25. See, a lot of people hear my dad teach that class, you know, how to make $1 million a year in this expo, this big event. And it's great, you know, to hear from the fat man on stage, but I wanted them to hear from another kid, someone else that could relate from their perspective. So to now, ever since I've taught in that class, I've heard so many kids that are now getting in real estate that are inspired from hearing what I've done, that realize the power of it. And that's what I want. Any parents that are listening right now, the concept of passive income. My parents did this very well. See, at a very young age, I knew that I was destined to work for the rest of my life if I couldn't figure out to make money while I'm sleeping. If I could figure out a way to do that, then I was meant to be an employee. And I knew that wasn't the way I wanted to live.
That's an important concept. The retirement system in this country is broken, right? The plan, if it even works, requires 40 to 50 years of somebody investing into a bag of money and then pulling money out of that bag of money, said, and hoping they don't die before they run out of money. So you've discovered the power of passive income, money coming in your sleep. So I teach a class at Expo as well, and there's always questions at the end of the class. What are some of the questions that you got after you did that class?
The first one was, well, you know, how is this written up between you and dad? This whole 10% rule, do you not like that? And I said, no, I was actually so grateful for that. That is the thing I would love to do with my kids when I'm a parent. So I got a lot of questions from the parent perspective, from the child perspective, and it was awesome that I realized all these people are coming up to me because they've seen what I've done and they believe in it. And I want them to believe in themselves too. There's all these young kids right now that are in real estate just like me. There's another 20 or 19-year-old kid who bought a single-family property and has $400 a month of cash flow right now.
Yeah, life-changing. Okay, investing's a risk, right? We all say that. You and I realize that the least amount of risk is in real estate as opposed to gambling in the stock market. What do you see as the biggest risk? You take on one of these properties and you say, okay, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to transform it. I mean, what is that risk as from your point of view?
Absolutely. So here's the thing is, no matter what economy, no matter who's president, we always make money because the five ways we make money in real estate is what mitigates our risk. The most important one that I love is appreciation. All right. No matter what, the property will go up in value every year. So that's why on my very first deal, when I had a house, it was $5,000 out of pocket. That turned to $50,000. And that was insane for a 12-year-old kid. But we actually held it a couple years, and that made over $100,000. So no matter what, we have five ways to make money in real estate, while stocks and others only have one or two. That's how real estate, we mitigate our risk.
I want the listener to understand when we're making money in these properties, but it's unrealized. And people don't understand that wealth can come in the form of sticks, bricks, copper, shingles, sheetrock, countertops. That's your money. It's just not in the form of a paper dollar. It's in the form of a physical asset. And a lot of people struggle trying to view wealth in a form that's not a dollar. So it's unrealized. It's there. It's yours. At some point, you're going to grab it and go get it and pull it out and do something again. So, Odin, there's a particular type of property that you seek. Tell me about that and why.
See, I like duplexes because they go up in value, right? No matter what, the coolest thing is we make money when we buy, because we know how you see the, like you were saying, the unrealized, what it's going to be worth. See, there's a thing that we can do where we do cash out refinances. And I love that because that is my plan for my investors is we get our money back tax-free and we still own the property. So it can continue to appreciate if we hold on to it.
And it's tax-free because that's a loan. So for those listening out there, they see refis and they're like, oh, I'm taking on more debt. What you're doing is you're getting a loan against the asset. Here's your money. You don't pay taxes on it. And as long as the property still cash flows above and beyond the additional liability that you took from the bank. So, Odin, credit-wise, I guess you had to run your credit report. At what point did you do that or start building your credit?
See, right now, I actually went to Chase just about a month ago, and I finally got my first credit card. It was awesome, and they gave me a $1,500 limit instead of just a $500. So I'm really excited about that. And I've been building up my credit. I already have bills. I'm paying things off. And see, one thing I want to talk about, though, is that we get distressed properties and distressed assets, things that are mismanaged, not a perfect thing, right? So that's why I say we make money when we buy, because we're not buying the most perfect property on the block.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that. I'm glad you brought that up because people listening, they say, oh, I'm going to go buy some real estate. And they go buy a super nice house and it's already clean and pristine and there's nothing they need to do to it. But why? Why are we buying distressed properties?
Because they're below market value. So, see, that's why whenever we buy them, we have enough money to fix them up. And
yeah, you can get the gain. So we want the ugly property, right? We want the property that, as your dad says, a property that smells like cat pee is exciting, right? That was a big hurdle for me when I first started the Lifestyles Unlimited. You're buying these distressed properties that are all beat to heck. They haven't been cared for at any time. But the value is improving. The unrealized gain is when you're improving the value. So let's go back to searches for these properties. Do you have a geographical area that you're looking at that you won't go beyond, or I guess what's your area?
San Antonio. I love it because this is the perfect place. Houston, too high of insurance. Austin, too high price per door. So many other problems. I live in San Antonio, so it's better for me too. And I love Southside. It is one of the best places in my eyes because there's so much value there. And I just want to say, I apologize about cutting out earlier. Right now, I'm actually on a job site, and I'm the only one here that can speak Spanish, and my guys are asking me questions.
Okay, yeah. All right, Odin, so everybody's got areas that they're strong in and areas that they're not so strong. What are your strong skills in regards to real estate investing when you're rehabbing these properties? Talk to me about, you're good at the rehab side, that's your strength, but let's get into something that's very important. That's the accounting, the financial, the monthly reports. How are you handling those?
See, what's awesome is my dad would handle acquisition, rehab, things like that. And my mom was actually the operations, accounting, all of that side. So it's perfect to have both parents in it for me, because from a young age, not only was I surrounded by it, but I was learning things, learning words, learning phrases that I didn't even know that I knew.
Yeah, very important. I mean, you can't lack in either side, right? Both are extremely important. You got to get the property in shape, get it marketed, get it leased up. But then you got to take care of the books, right? The accounting, especially the bank being your partner. You got to keep those folks happy as well. All right, Odin, you grab a property, you close, and now you own it. What's your 90-day plan on that property?
So first thing that I want to talk about before we close is, first, we always have a small box that I require. We do a scope of work. We have these big 5 ticket items. And if the property doesn't fall in the box that I like, I walk away. All right. There are things that are too deep to rehab. I don't fall in love with properties. There are no emotions with numbers. So I'm looking for a minimum of $200 to $600 cash flow a month and at least to double my money in 2 years. That simple. And usually whenever I look at a property too, the big 5 items, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, roof, foundation, we get out the trades, we get 3 quotes to see how much it'll be. We budget for our rehabs. And then once it's finally time to close on that property, that's whenever we start calling our people out.
Okay, so you're doing your scope and your takeoff prior to purchase. How long does that take you to do?
Oh, it can take me about 3 days, 2 weeks. No, it should not take long. I can call people out there. We have a very rigid system that I've been working on, and I've been doing this every single day. I love evaluating properties. It is actually one of my favorite things to do. It's odd to hear an 18-year-old say that he loves spreadsheets and numbers, but that's my fun now.
Okay, excellent. We all have these biggest what the heck moment. You get into a property and the skeleton comes out of the closet or something you were unaware of. I know you've had to have some of those. Share a couple with us.
Absolutely. We've had surprises. I mean, I remember we had gotten into a property that we thought the AC was perfect. Next thing you know, it busts out in a week. And, my dad, thankfully, that's why we buy things below market value, 50 to 70 cents on the dollar, because no matter what happens, even if we have these surprise moments, we are saved because of that leeway.
I had that exact same thing on a property I bought. AC was 3 years old. We did some foundation repair. It pinched the pipes on the AC. AC burns out. I mean, and it's just such a simple, you forget to check, right? Or you didn't have it on your mm-hmm. list. And that burned out. So $5,000. But I was buying the property somewhere in the neighborhood of about $50,000 less than it was worth. So, okay, 10%, right? I lost 10% of my equity. Big deal. Held that property for 3 years, made it all back. And, it did not ruin my day. I was not happy, but no big deal, right? We move on. Real estate's very forgiving. So, Odin, I understand you've developed some unique marketing strategies when you have a unit for lease. Talk to me about some of that.
Awesome. What do I love most are photos and pictures. You can have as many numbers and words as you want, but people look at the photo of the interior unit and go, that is beautiful. I would do whatever to pay for that. And see, that's what I love is I printed out the other days, because I'm moving on to apartments now, I printed out 30 copies of my number, a map of the schools in the area showing that my property is just 3 minutes away. I have 2 photos of the kitchen and the bathroom, how much it is for rent, 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, 3 bedrooms. And I went to everything in that mall vicinity and I posted up. I'm on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, Zillow, apartment.com. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure everyone sees how beautiful my property is, because I want everyone to have a good home to live in.
Where are you posting those pictures?
Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. Okay. Are you putting anything out publicly for people to see or view?
Oh,
or?
Yes. Dollar General, Walmart. I go out there and I'll ask the manager, hey, can I put that photo out there? Because I want the people of the town to see this, We actually have this property in Natalia that is one of those apartments that I said I was still working on. And that's a very small tertiary market, a small town. And I wanted all the people there to see it. So I made sure to go to gas stations everywhere I could, put it on their front window, my
okay.
paper.
And you just ask the people in the store if you can do that, and they're okay with it?
Absolutely. Actually, 80% of the time, they're very happy to see a young kid to be, have that eagerness and willingness to work.
Okay. Let's talk about the dirty side of real estate. Occasionally, if you own enough properties, you're going to have to go through this, and that's the eviction. Tell me how you overcome or get through the eviction process.
Remember what I said about mitigating our risk? I've only had to do one eviction, and that was because they were residents that originally came with the property, the legacy residents. I've never had to do an eviction on modern residents because we mitigate our risk. We have a very strict rental criteria that we allow the best people in. So that's why I don't have to worry about that. Now, if it does happen, there are so many classes, and that's what I love about Lifestyles, is there's this whole community that it's a team effort. If I have a question, I can go ask my mentor, and he'll help me on that process step by step.
Yeah, I've only had to go through one, and it was a fantastic resident. He and his wife, and they had lived there for 3 years. Everything was paid on time. They took great care of the property, and then all of a sudden, the ugly divorce showed up, and I guess to punish one another, they let it go to eviction to ruin each other's credit. I don't understand mutual warfare.
But I just want to say that it's great that you only had one eviction out of all the properties you've done. And I just want our listeners to think about that. One out of however many Mr. Harrison has done.
Yeah. And they left the property in great shape. And the guy, frankly, I went and talked to him and he said, no, I want this to go to eviction. So I was kind of floored.
Okay.
I did have to call my mentor and I'm like, okay, now what? And, you know, do this. And it was actually a much more simple process than I ever thought I would go through. But you're right. I advise people all the time, I'd rather have a vacant unit for a month or 2 months than put the wrong resident in there. And I think that's where ineffective real estate investors that don't have the proper education fail. They just think, oh my gosh, somebody shows up and they're willing to pay 6 months of rent up front. They think that's a great thing. And I'm like, the sirens are going off in the background when I get that offer. I'm like, there is no way, sir. We're going to run the background check. And then they kind of, they disappear, right? You get ghosted after that. And then you find the great resident and everything goes well. All right, let's talk about this, and I love this about real estate. So, Odin, you buy just a junker property that's practically unlivable. What's it feel like at that moment of transformation when you make it a clean, functional place to live for somebody?
Yes, I love what you said. Clean, functional place to live, because that's what I believe in. That's my model. See, there's nothing better than having the neighbors come across the street, not even just my own resident, saying, wow, this is a beautiful property. The neighbor said, hey, that was the ugliest thing only 3 months ago. And now with the beautiful paint, I can't even believe that that's the same property. The neighbors thank me for how good it is. And that's what I love about, you know, what I do is, it's not about the money. It's a lifestyle, right? I'm here to leave every environment better. Whenever, whether it's through homes, whether I go to Home Depot every day with a smile on my face and all those people are happy to see me, whether it's through the workers that I talk to, every single aspect in real estate in my life is to help people. And that's what I love with this. It's like God gave me this great purpose and this great brain. And what better way to use it to help people through real estate?
Yeah. And that's another thing people don't understand. We're not slumlords. We're not nickel and diming and trying to make some widget work that should be replaced. We're literally making it best product, best price. And there's winners across the board. You mentioned a bunch of the winners. The neighbors are winners. The property itself is a winner. There's so much noise out there about we don't have enough housing in America. And that's what we're doing as real estate investors is, well, we're trying to provide it as fast as we possibly can. And it's actually, it's a nice product when we're done. If it needs granite countertops because everything else in the neighborhood has granite, we're putting that in. We're bringing the property up to speed for the neighborhood. So, Odin, what's your plan? 3 to 5 years. Where do you see yourself? What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? Man, everything that I've been waiting for since I was 3 years old. So my parents started Lifestyles in 2009. This has been my whole life. I want to be a lead investor, an apartment syndicator. I want to follow my dad's footsteps. I want to teach seminars. I want to do speeches on real estate. I did that class on how to make $1 million a year, and that was the best thing that I've ever done in my whole life. That was probably the best day of my life, and I would love to do it again.
So am I sniffing a 40 unit in your future? Is that kind of what you're telling me?
See, right now, we have our eyes on this very, very nice 14 unit in Italia at $23,000 a door.
Whoa. So, woo. Okay.
Exactly.
And there's a reason it's 23K a door. You're going to have to make it 65 to 85K a door when you're done. But you're not going to spend that much doing it.
Exactly. Well, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, is just buying below market value. That's how we mitigate our risk.
Wonderful. Well, Odin, nothing warms a father or a parent's heart more than seeing their child be successful and happy in life. I know your parents are very proud of you. Do you have any advice for anybody out there? What do you want the listener to take away?
I want everyone, especially all parents too, that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We've heard about me being an 18-year-old having $100,000 in his bank account, which is an amazing feeling. But I want you to remember, with real estate, we leave every environment better than we first saw it.
Excellent, Odin. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.